Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
Do you realize that no presidents have beards or mustaches? Have you noticed that, Raven?
I mean, I've noticed that they always have a clean cut look, right?
Yeah. You
know? I mean, they're always going for that. Like, I'm an upstanding citizen. I take a shower and shave every day and put on a nice tie. That's kind of the thing, right?
You want to know what? It's a real thing. It's Anna and Raven. So the last major party candidate for the presidency to have any facial hair was Thomas E. Dewey. He had a mustache. And he was defeated in both the 1944 and 1948 presidential election.
I mean, that's a ways back.
Yeah. And they're saying a lot of people and scientists, I guess, I don't know, election experts, said that his mustache may have contributed to the fact that he was defeated twice. And then I started thinking about it. And remember when JFK had the first debate with Nixon and it was all about he looked dirty because he had the 5 o'clock shadow?
Can't say I remember that one.
Well, if you watch the videos, I taught public speaking for a long time. So I've watched that debate way too many times. But, you know, TVs back in the 1960s was black and white.
Sure.
So the TV was black and white and it made him look dirty because he had that 5 o'clock shadow. And people say that made him people couldn't vote for him. So I started thinking about it. I go, is this a real thing?
Mm.
Is facial hair something that's frowned upon in the presidency?
Well, it's the reason that I make all my big decisions, right? If somebody's got a handlebar mustache that offends me, forget it. You're not going to be my contractor.
Well, you know who agrees with you? Social scientists. There's been a lot of research done, and they said the existence of facial hair on potential presidential candidates is regularly noted and is harmful in their election.
That's so ridiculous, the things you have to consider, right, when you're a campaign manager.
Like, every day, Joe Biden and Donald Trump have to wake up and shave their face.
Every single day.
Every day. Imagine them with a mustache or a beard. It feels weird, right?
It's hard to think about what Trump would look like, what the president would look like. I wonder whether or not the beard would match the drapes. Who knows?
Who knows?
Right.
Then I was thinking about it. And I was like, who had the most attractive facial hair out of all the presidents?
Presidential candidates or people that were president?
People that were president.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, Abraham Lincoln's full hipster beard.
Yeah, I mean, of
course.
Very
attractive.
Everybody knows Abraham Lincoln is famous. Yeah. Famous for the beard.
Theodore Roosevelt's poofy mustache. It always looks like it's frowning. It like crowns his whole entire down to
his
chin.
It's like a street sweeper.
Right.
It's like if something is coming in there, he won't let any of the large particles get through the mustache into his mouth. It's like a filter.
Or William Taft's handlebar mustache.
It's been a long time since I've seen that one, if ever in my life.
It looks like a handlebar mustache. Exactly what you think a handlebar mustache looks like.
Except were there Harleys when he was president? I don't know. So that changes the look and feel for me, right? Handlebars on a horse is different than handlebars on your steel machine.
Why do we find guys with facial hair attractive, but when a president has facial hair, all of a sudden we're like, nope.
Well, it's the bad boy thing, right? You've talked to me about this with your husband countless times. Mm. Your husband never rocks facial hair, except every once in a while he feels a little bit rebellious, and he decides he's going to put on a goatee for a week or two.
And then I call him Evil Paul.
Right,
what
he's Evil
Paul.
It?
He becomes Evil Paul. Anytime he grows a goatee and he tries to convince me it's hot, I look at him and I call him evil.
Right.
So maybe there's something here.
Evil Nixon, evil JFK, evil Abraham Lincoln. They don't have the same ring to it when you're headed into the polls, I'm guessing.
I don't think we should ever call it evil Abraham Lincoln. coming up, you may have noticed something interesting about the flags that have been flying. Their size. Fill you in 10 minutes with Anna and Raven.